Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Dawn McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Hannah Perlstein Marcus, and she is the author of Sidonia's Seam Binding. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available at our website, as well as on major platforms like Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and many more. Hannah, how are you?
I'm fine, Don. How are you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a social worker by trade. I'm a clinical social worker licensed in the state of Connecticut and did that for many, many years and still hold my license. But about a dozen years ago, I started writing books, all memoirs. Sidonia's Seam Binding is the last of three memoirs about a personal story growing up with my mother, Sidonia.
So tell us about your book.
Sidonia's Seam Binding is the last of three books. The first is Sidonia's Thread, the second is Surviving Remnant, and this last one is Sidonia's Seam Binding. At its core, all the books, and particularly Sidonia's Seam Binding, is about a love story between a mother and a daughter who have intense feelings about one another, yet at the same time, keep secrets from each other for their entire life together. And it was the process of writing these books, particularly this last one, that made me come to a realization about my real parent, who really was Sidonia, and who am I, Hannah. It took me a long time, but these books helped, and I think I've helped a lot of other people who've read those books, and particularly this most recent one, to reexamine their relationship with their parents.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
Well, my target audience has a little bit of a range from middle school, let's say 12, to up to the age of beyond 80. It is indeed for both men and women, although I know my first two books did appeal to women more than men. It does attract people who want to know more about history, want to know more about the Holocaust, because Sidonia was a Holocaust survivor, and I'm her only offspring, and it was just the two of us. And so it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for history and you're taking a history class in eighth or ninth grade, this might be just what you're looking for. If you were alive during World War II or after World War II and you're an offspring of a Holocaust survivor or perhaps a veteran, then you might want to know more about my story and understanding your parent or grandparent.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
I would say that despite love of your parents, and most of us love our parents, there are still things that we tend to keep inside and don't share with them, things we want to know, things we should ask, but we seem to not be able to do. But that's not a very good idea. And in writing my books, I realized that I should have done more, I should have asked more, I should have known more. And I would have been more sure of myself and certainly would have known my mother a whole lot better than I did.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, as the offspring of a Holocaust survivor, I had a lot of challenges growing up. I had no family except my mother, all lost in the Holocaust. And I think people want to know about that. I think people want to know about what happens after an event like that to the next generation and to the generation after that and beyond can resonate with my topic.
Now, if you were asked to compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
I don't know whether you're familiar or readers are familiar with this book. It just came out a year or two ago. It's called All the Things We Didn't Say, Two Memoirs, by Marion Gerard Barnwell. She writes about a diary that her grandmother kept and also at the same time writes her own memoir. So it's a memoir within a memoir. And she and her grandmother were two different people. They had different standards, different lifestyles. And I think that my book, Sidonia's Seam Binding, is similar in that I do an imaginary story within the true story, where I imagine what my mother's life could have been had she not had me. A lot of people wonder that, but they don't come out loud and say it. You know, what would have happened if I weren't here? It's like, it's a wonderful life. And she writes a book that way. So I can resonate with her story, and I haven't seen another story quite like that, which is a memoir within a memoir.
Why did you decide to write this book and the others in the trilogy?
The story has been with me for a very long time, even during my long career as a clinical social worker and administrator. I always wanted to write it. I thought it was a special story, a story that nobody else could write but me. I know everybody says that, but in this case, it really is the case that my story is so different than most others. I wanted to write it, but I was busy with my job and my family and never could get to it. And when I decided not to do social work anymore, even though I still hold my license, I decided that was a good time to start writing books. So about a dozen years ago, I became a writer.
You use quotes from Coates and Clark's sewing book as chapter headings. Why did you do that?
When my mother passed away in 2006, she didn't leave very much, but she did leave a book called Coates and Clark's Newest Methods from A to Z. Coates and Clark is the biggest thread company in the world. And she did use Coates and Clark sewing notions. I thought I would read that book from cover to cover since I am not a sewer. I can't sew at all. I can't sew a side seam. I can't sew a button like my mother could. I read the book from front to back, back to front. And I thought it was a good way to express each chapter as I was going along and try to find a sewing analogy to each chapter that I was writing. So I've been doing that throughout the books, and Sidonia Seam Binding is no exception.
Now, you talk about the successful enterprise that you and your mother developed to showcase her talent as a clothing designer and dressmaker. What was your role in the business?
Well, as I've mentioned, I can't sew at all. I'm not very good at fashion design, but my mother had an exceptional talent that she was born with. And when she came to America, when we came, she was allowed to learn more about style, and putting her knowledge about style that she learned here with her knowledge about sewing, she was able to create the most amazing, beautiful designs, actually thousands of them during her lifetime, many of them for me. And when I was 12, I became the height that I am right now, which is over 5'8" and slim. And I was the perfect model for her sewing acumen and her creative design acumen. And so I modeled most of her clothes, many of her clothes, and attracted customers to her business.
Now, you mentioned that you wrote about this imagined reality of your mother's life without you in it. What do you think readers are going to take from that?
I leave it up to the reader to decide what he or she would like to take from that. Was I feeling guilt that I was born and I wanted to think about another life for my mother that would perhaps absolve my guilt in some way? Was I just using my imagination to think about other ways that my mother could have gotten along in a new country with a new language? I'm not even sure about that. But the imagined reality is very different than the true reality of the life that my mother and I led. She has a more fulfilled personal life with romance and children and doesn't have to work, etc. Very different from her own true life. It is a good idea to let your imagination flow. And so I just decided I would tell a story within a story.
What did you learn from your genealogical research for your mother's family ancestry?
My mother's family ancestry was a huge revelation for me. And in Sidonia Seam Binding, you can tell how astounded I am and how satisfied I am to learn so much more about my ancestry. I grew up without any family except my mother. I did not know her parents. I did not know her great-grandparents and grandparents, her siblings. She had five siblings. I did not know any of them. So to be able to do the research and find out things about her paternal side and her maternal side in Hungary, which is where she was born. And I learned about how they got along in their own country as shopkeepers and merchants and vineyard keepers and owners. They had a distinguished life and contributed a lot to their own little communities. And so did she. So I think, you know, she grew up with that kind of an environment, and now I see how it affected her.
What barriers did you face as women and immigrants to America?
Well, my mother only had a sixth grade education. And of course, she was a woman. And she was wondering when she came to America, what could she do? She didn't have much education. And she was female. Most females didn't work at all. They were household, they were homemakers. But she knew that she'd have to get a job as soon as she could. And so she applied for a job as a dressmaker in a dress factory in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is where we landed, and learned the language very slowly, but got her citizenship in 5 years and didn't speak English extremely well, but well enough so that she could get along in an American English-speaking world. And in my case, I was only two when I came to America, so I didn't really have any other language. So I grew up quite fluent in the English language. And growing up, she would not allow me to speak any other language. She did not teach me Hungarian or German or Yiddish or anything like that. I had to speak English, and I think that accounts for my interest in being a writer.
Well, how do you think you and your mother are the same, and how do you think you're different?
Well, she was pretty ambitious, and so am I. I am driven by a task. When I'm given a task, I try to achieve it, and so did she. We have our own set of talents. I'm not a sewer, but there are other things that I can do. I can write. I have certain knowledge in other areas, and so did she. We're recognized for our talents. Luckily, I am, and of course, she was during her lifetime for her amazing talent. We're different in that I didn't have the experiences that she had in the Holocaust. I didn't lose my entire family. She became a loner, a secretive type of person, had friends, but not too many. In my case, I've been lucky enough in America to make many friendships, very close friendships that mean a lot to me and have created a supportive environment. And I do have children and grandchildren to support my endeavors that perhaps she did not have.
How does your traveling exhibition of your mother's designs and artifacts help bring your books to life?
Thank you for bringing up the exhibition. The exhibition is a new phenomenon, just begun over the last 5 years or so. I kept about 50 of my mother's original designs in a closet after she passed away, not knowing exactly what I would do with them until I met a professor of costume design from one of our universities here in Connecticut, who came to see my collection, fell in love with it, and decided that we could make an exhibition from it, and we could travel with it, bringing it from venue to venue. And she and I have become close friends, and we have developed an exhibition. It has appeared in several sites already. People who read the books and come to see the designs, the original designs, can actually come face to face with Sidonia's designs, are overwhelmed. They read about it, but to see them in person is an overwhelming experience. And I have heard from many of them, and it's very rewarding, very exciting.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
I think men and women who want to know more about the children of survivors of trauma and how they resolve their struggles, how they get to know their parent better, and that it's important not to keep secrets, because I know many people do that during their upbringing and during most of their lifetime. I think they might want to buy this book to learn more about a whole host of things like the Holocaust, the after effects, the struggle to find self-identity like me.
Do you have a website?
I do. I have a very good website that people can find out a lot more about me, a lot more about my books, where I've been, where I'm going, articles that I've written. It's Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, Perlstein, P-E-R-L-S-T-E-I-N, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S.com, HannahPerlsteinMarcus.com.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Hannah Perlstein Marcus, and she is the author of Sidonia's Seam Binding. Hannah, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books. on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. Theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.